as the characteristics and the images an adult child takes on. The best way I love to describe this is to show you the concepts of the adult child. Remember, the adult child is a walking, living, functioning contradiction. By the concept of their name, they are an individual who is an adult, at the same time, a child. So as a result, the name adult child is a walking contradiction. And yet their lifestyle becomes the exact same thing. They are people who seem to be externally okay. They are people who are survivors. They are people who function very well. But internally, they are people who are emotionally and spiritually somewhere around pre-adolescence. And as a result, there's no growth in their life. Their life is very empty. Their life is something that basically revolves around keeping up with the Joneses and society and not really living the reality and the structure of their own individual self. In short, they have no individuality, no personality. Everything they do is based on what others expect them to do, and it functions from others. As a result, we notice with adult children that adult children very many times get involved in addictive areas of their life. And adult children very basically are people that live in fear, guilt, and dependency. The three descriptions of the adult child are: people that are adult children either become isolators, fantasizers, or they become caretakers. Let's begin by speaking about the isolator. The isolator is the adult child who grows up in a dysfunctional family and has so much fear and so much guilt and so much dependency on that family. As that child grows up, that child very basically tries to find something to be secure and someplace to be loved in. This child usually grows up in a family where love may have been injury or harm, where love may have been addiction. So as a result, they have no concept or no area of love at all in their family. So as a result, when this child grows up, this child begins a quest or a journey. The journey this child takes, the isolator, is to find some place, something, or someone in which they can find security, find love, and find solace for the rest of their life, some place to belong. Isolators are usually people who very basically hide primarily in institutions. Isolators very basically are very rigid people and very uptight people. They're individuals who, because of their fear and guilt, usually are attracted to places like fanatical religious organizations, cults. They are attracted very basically to organizations that have a lot of black and white rules and regulations and that never change. They are attracted to organizations that will give them answers to everything just so they don't have to figure them out for themselves. And so basically what happens is they get very comfortable being a little child. And they look for a mommy or a daddy, an institution, a person, or a place that will do everything for them, take care of them, and give them security. Very many of these children are very much attracted, these adult children, are very much attracted to organizations like the military. For in the military, again, they do not have to think. They very basically are told everything they do. And they are told, like by a mommy or a daddy, a DI, they are told very simply, this is how you function, this is what you will become. So you function in a very positive way. People like this also we find very basically in religious life. We see them in very many institutions that set up lifestyles for them. So then they can begin to fit into it. They are comfortable there, they survive there, and they don't have to think for themselves. The institution does it for them. Also, very many of isolators we find in our mental health systems. They get caught up in the mental health system in the sense of going in and out of psychiatric institutions because they are a nice place to be. They are comfortable. There is no responsibility. Someone else does it for them. As you'll see later on in this talk, isolators usually hook up with caretakers because they look for caretakers. They either make institutions their caretaker or they look for individuals who will take care of them and help them and guide them through life. In short, they do not want to experience independence or any concept of self. It's much more important to them that someone else do it for them. The second type of concept of the adult child is the fantasizer. The fantasizer, very basically growing up in a dysfunctional family,